Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hey, yo, guys, what's going on? It's your boy, GB, man. I appreciate you guys for rocking with me another week on Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man that you need to be in order to have the life that you desire, man. And so, as always, I appreciate your time and attention. If you are finding value in the show, that means that somebody that is not listening could find value. And the only ask that I have of you is for you to share this. Copy the link, man. Send it to somebody you feel. Just tell them to listen to it, man. Just find an episode that you liked, that you've listened to multiple times, man. There are so many of you that listen to this podcast now, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And so we have to reach one and teach one, man. So what I wanted to hop in today, man, and I need you guys to rock with me and stay with me, because it may seem a little woo-woo at first, man. But if you stay with me, I promise you'll understand what it is that I'm alluding to. SAT word, right? But man, it's all about changing your frequency, right? If these are things that I hold true and dear in my heart, because I understand that they brought me out of some of the hardest times I've had in my life personally. And then also, like, even when I'm struggling through something, or I need to fix something, or things, shit just isn't going as well as I hoped. At that time, man, these are things that I always revert back to. And so when I talk about changing your frequency, what do I actually mean, right? Like, everybody knows that you're all energy. We're all energy, man. Einstein said this. If you want to know the secrets of the universe, just understand that everything is energy. Nothing can be created or destroyed. It can't be created or destroyed, right? And so if we understand that, then we understand that every cell in our body is energy. We ourselves emit an energetic force, like a field, right? So like, easiest example I give is like, say that you are, you know, you're facing away, like you're facing a wall, and somebody walks in the room. You may not hear them, but you can feel them. How do you feel them? Like, what is that? What is that going on? Right? And it's an energetic wave that you're emitting, right? We all do it. You also have instances where you could be talking to a dude and you're just like, man, there's just something about that dude. There's something about him I don't like about him. It's a vibe. We call it vibe. It's vibrations, energy, frequency, all of that. We can feel it. We understand it. And so without getting too woo-woo, I needed to create that base for you to understand that, when you're going through shit, or you're trying to improve your life, man, which I hope every single one of you on this listening to this podcast is trying to do, you have got to change your frequency, and you need to be operating at an extremely high frequency every single day. And I know that sometimes you're like, depression, anxiety, frustration, all of these things, they kind of keep you from moving, right? And I'm going to share with you that is so simple on how you immediately switch from one to the other. The thing to understand here too, man, is that your frequency controls basically what you frequently see. Crazy, right? And what your frequency is in life, if, like, I've explained to you guys before that there are pieces of our brain that are there to notice certain things, and whatever map we give it is what it's going to notice, right? So if we have this negative outlook on life, we're going to find all the negative shit that's going on, and negative shit is going to constantly be attracting to us. Like, so when people say stupid shit, like, when it rains, it pours, right? And that's not always a negative connotation, but most times people use it as a negative. When it rains, it pours. It's like one bad thing happens and another fucking bad thing happens and another bad thing. Like, it's because you're literally attracting these things into your life. Now, you don't have to believe me, just like you don't have to fucking believe in gravity. But it's there, right? So it is what it is, right? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, man, is because, like, if you're listening to this, you're already this type of man, but you're wanting to be excellent in every single area of your life. You want to have an excellent marriage. You want to have an excellent business. You want to be excellent in your body. You want like peak performance in every aspect. If you don't, I don't know what you're doing, right? But in order to achieve these things, man, like, you need to be operating from a high frequency. Now, you cannot be in two energetic states at one time, meaning, like, you can't have high anxiety and higher frustration and depression, and you're extremely creative in your thought processes, and you're extremely productive throughout the day. Like, shit just doesn't happen, right? And so you can't be in two energetic states at one time. So how do you create consistency in your life to create the life that you desire, right? The easiest way is to control that frequency. What do you do in the morning? The morning is the most powerful time for, well, actually it begins at night. So let me kind of reverse, right? in order for you to have a successful day the next day, you have to set yourself up for success, right? So whether that's you listening to something positive before you go to sleep, whether that's, you know, jotting down certain things that you want to achieve in the next day that are positive, that move you towards your goals, to where when you wake up, like, you're also in this positive energetic state. It is very easy to wake up because we're so influenced, especially when we first wake up. It's because of how our brainwaves are, right? Now, if you wake up and you immediately open your phone and go to TikTok, you go to Instagram, you go to Facebook, and you start to look at shit that's either A, negative, or things that you start to compare, right? We're very vulnerable at that time. This is why you can look at social media and get discouraged, because you see somebody has a better body than you, but somebody's making more money than you. So you immediately compare it to what you do or don't have, right? And this is why, right? Like, if one of the biggest things that you need to do in order to change this frequency is to control your inputs, right? Control what it is that you're intaking. I don't watch the fucking news at all. It's depressing, right? I'm very selective at what I watch, even on social media, all the time, because I started to notice that, one, it's easy to get inundated with so much information. Shit, another SAT word, bro. Your boy, that's two in one show, right? But it's very easy to get inundated with a lot of information on, you should do this and you should follow this way and you're not good enough because of this, or no, you are good enough. And like, there's so much. And so you have to be very selective on what you bring in as far as your inputs, because it's going to affect your energy and it affects your energetic state. Now, there are two main ways that, aside from like controlling your inputs, there are two main ways that you affect your energy, you affect your frequency. The first one is gratefulness, right? Gratitude. The way that you do this, man, is that, like, let's say you're having a horrible fucking day and like everything's just going wrong, and then you walk in the house and your kid doesn't even know that you had a bad day, but they came up and they said, "Daddy, I love you. Daddy, can we go do this? Daddy," like, and the way that they love you, it immediately shifts you. Like, and say they wanted to give you a hug. What happens to all the problems that you had all day in that moment? They fucking go away, right? And you feel grateful. You feel happy. You feel like, okay, man, like, just shit's just not as bad as I thought it was, right? And you can do this by being grateful. Now, this doesn't mean be satisfied with where you are necessarily. It just means, like, don't be content. It means be, okay, this is where I am, acknowledge it, but you can still have the aspiration of moving forward. So the first thing that you need to recognize is gratitude, right? Noticing things that you're fucking grateful for in your life is going to automatically put you in a different state. My wife and I talk about this all the time, that it is so fucking easy for you and myself to get wrapped up in our first world problems all the time, right? Like, we're like, oh, well, this isn't going right. And oh, I can't do this. And oh, my house isn't big enough. And oh, I don't have the car that I want. And oh, like it's so easy for us to get wrapped up in our first world problems. It just is, right? And immediately, like, everybody's parents used to say it back in the day. It's like, oh, you know, there are kids over in, you know, in Africa or wherever, they don't have food. And you're like, yeah, you're a kid, you don't understand the principle. But as you get older, if you start to understand that, it immediately puts you in a state of understanding that, dude, you have an awesome fucking life. You're just not looking at the awesome shit. You're looking at all the negative shit. So the easiest way that you shift your energetic state to attract great things to you and prosperity and success is to notice the things that are actually going great in your life. Because if you really stop and think about it, you have a lot of shit that's dope in your life. You're just not acknowledging it. And this is why you start to feel anxious and frustrated, depressed, right? So the first thing is gratitude. I actually sit down and sometimes I'll journal it at night, but a lot of times I'll journal it in the morning, as far as like, and being real about what I'm happy for, right? Because if you're like bullshitting yourself, I'm happy for this pen, it's not going to work, right? You have to really dive into like, man, what is my life is fucking awesome because, right? Because of the home I live in, because of my wife, my children, like my kids are healthy. I have both fucking feet. Like, do you know how many people don't have both feet? Like, that would love to be able to run or walk or do what it is that you do. And here you are pouting and sulking because what? Right? Dude, if you're not dead, you can fix almost anything. If you're not dead, anything is possible. Point blank period, right? And so the first aspect of how you change your frequency is to gratitude, man. The second most powerful thing is to fucking work out, right? You have never had a workout ever in your life that you left and you're like, you felt worse, right? Now, you might have felt queasy, right? You might have felt sore and tired and like, oh my God, what did I just do? But you were proud of yourself, especially if you finished it and you accomplished it. Like, there's never going to be a time where you work out and you feel worse about yourself. You feel like less optimistic about life. Like, you feel like you can take on any challenge. And the way that you always stay in this positive frequency to effectively change your life. Like, dude, I walk around and I just see so many men that are just not happy in life. Like, I can tell at this point, I've trained thousands of men. And so I understand, man, when men are struggling with certain things or going through things. And the first thing that I always tell them is like, list me 4 things that you're happy about. And it's really hard for some guys. And that lets me know that you don't even fucking notice it. The second one is I can look at you and physically tell you don't take care of yourself. It's why I'm such a proponent of working out and training. Every man needs to work hard, bust their ass in the gym, and turn himself into something that he can look at and be proud of, right? Like, you're never going to feel less than when you work out. You're never going to feel less than when you're eating right. You are going to become a better father. You're going to become a better husband. You're going to become a better businessman. It is literally the catalyst on how you change your life. But most people think, it can't be that easy. It's like that you can't sit around and fucking read self-help books and then try to figure out how you're going to change your life. No. Like, you have to change how you're operating, right? You have to change the feeling, like how you're actually feeling about your life. The easiest way for that is to acknowledge what you're grateful for and then go do something physical, because we all know it makes you feel better. It gives you a better outlook and positive outlook on your life. And then think about it now, man, because there's 2 parallels. You have who you are right now. You haven't been working out. You haven't been eating right. You probably feel like shit. Right. And you're frustrated. You might be depressed about some shit. And you're like, I don't know how to get out of. Right. But then when you go work out, how much better do you feel? How much more focused are you? How much more alert are you? How much more optimism do you have in your life? How much like more do you feel like you can conquer fucking anything? Now, imagine stringing multiple days like that together. And then on top of that, imagine getting in great shape, like you're actually getting stronger. Your man boobs start to go away. Your love handles start to go away. You start to see your abs. How much better do you feel about yourself? How much more confidence do you have throughout the day? Not a fake confidence, right? I mean a real confidence to where you stop and really look at yourself, like in the mirror. How much better do you feel? This whole thing is about changing your frequency to fucking achieve the things that you want in your life. If you found yourself stuck for whatever reason in life, in a holding pattern, whether that's in your marriage, whether that's in your business, whether that's, if you take these 2 principles, I promise, things are going to magnificently change in your life. If you don't believe me, you don't fucking believe me. But I'm telling you, this is how I've helped thousands of men. This is how I changed my life. And this is how I see other men change their life. Find out and stay grateful. Gratitude is a powerful drug, man. It is going to inspire you. It is going to motivate you. It is going to drive you to do some fucking amazing things if you look at how good things are in your life. The second one is like taking care of yourself physically. Fitness is a catalyst to change. It is one of the reasons I talk about it so much. People think it's just about carrots and fucking cabbage and like, you know, oh, we're going to go into a deficit. It's like, no, you fucking feel proud of yourself, because every day you are denying yourself pleasures that you probably don't need at that time. You're foregoing immediate gratification. Like, so when you want something really bad immediately, you know it's not necessarily good for you, and then you turn it down in order to pursue something that's better for you, how do you fucking feel? You feel amazing. When you don't want to get up and go to the gym at 5 a.m., but you get up anyway, even though it was cold, even though it was raining, even though you wanted to stay in your bed, you got up and you went and did it anyway. You feel accomplished. You feel like you're doing some shit. You feel stronger. You feel more vibrant. You feel more energetic. Like, it's common sense when you say it out loud, but you have to understand, man, like, dude, anytime like I'm fucking stressed out, I go do something active because it'll always clear up your mind, always, instead of you sitting in front of a computer and trying to figure it out, right? And so that's my message to you today, guys. It's just like, if you want to create a massive change in your life, you have to change your frequency. Now, I can dive into, you know, the energetic states and subatomic particles and all the other shit that I like to listen to. Maybe I will one day, right? But I wanted to kind of keep it surface level, because I want you guys to understand that if you're frustrated, if you're anxious, if you don't know where to turn or what to do or the next step, man, like these 2 things alone, if you practice them, practice gratitude at night, practice gratitude in the morning, control your inputs. Basically, this shit that you're watching online, the shit that you're watching on the news, control that, man. Only put in good shit, right? Only put the good things in. And then you're going to notice this energetic shift. And then if you compound that with physical activity, you get strong. Like, dude, nobody felt worse by looking better and feeling better. Nobody in the history of the planet, right? And so I promise you, if you put those things together, man, you're going to notice a huge change in your life. As always, man, if you guys need help, You are more than welcome to, there's a link in the show notes to schedule a one-on-one call with me. You are more than welcome to go check out my Instagram handles, profiles, GB the Trainer, man, go through all my past content, check it out. You know, if you have questions, ask. That's what I'm here for, man. It's all about helping you become the better man, the man that you should be, the man that you know you're capable of. And if this triggers anybody, like, oh, I am, like, you know, man, it always eats at us. Like, you know when you're not executing at the level that you could be. Now, you can bullshit yourself for the rest of your life, or you can decide, you know what, I want better for my life, I'm capable of more, I could use the help, I really want to change, man, and I'm tired of fucking talking. I'm ready for some shit to get better in my life. I want a stronger marriage. I want a better body. I want to make more fucking money in my life. So that's you, man. You're more welcome to schedule a call. Link is in the show notes. And man, I'll talk soon. Peace.